This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hogwarts is heading for Hollywood. The hit Harry Potter attraction, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, opens in Universal Studios Hollywood next spring. Unlike its Universal Studios Orlando counterpart, the flight simulation attraction, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, will be in hyper-realistic 3D, and they promise us that it will be amazing. Also, a new ride called Flight of the Hippogriff will be Universal Studios Hollywood's first outdoor roller coaster. The Harry Potter attraction has been such a huge success at its Orlando park that the powers that be at Universal greenlit the project for Hollywood. That decision led to the tearing down of the Universal Amphitheater, home of many concerts for over 35 years, which saddened many music fans here. There's no specific spring opening date yet for the Harry Potter attraction, but we'll keep you posted. Warner Brothers Pictures has revealed that director Clint Eastwood's next project would be a film based on the Miracle on the Hudson story. Captain Sully Sullenberger became a household name after safely landing a plane on the Hudson River in the middle of winter. Sully lost both sets of engines after flying into a herd of Canadian geese. Apparently, the film's run into a little bit of trouble taking off because Canadian geese are very expensive to cast and have really strong union representatives. Meanwhile, Bradley Cooper is set to direct a film for the first time. It's going to be a remake of A Star Is Born. This will actually be the third time the film has been remade. It was originally released in 1937 and was remade in 1954 with stars Judy Garland and James Mason winning Oscars. Then again in 1977, it was remade with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. It won numerous Golden Globes and an Oscar for Best Song for Streisand's Evergreen. The funny thing is, Clint Eastwood was supposed to be the director for the project, but moved on to Jersey Boys and American Sniper. And now the job is going to Bradley Cooper. There are no Canadian geese scheduled to appear in this film. Frank Sinatra's Palm Springs house is up for sale at $3.95 million. It was christened Villa Maggio as a nod to the character he played in From Here to Eternity. The home is perched on top of a granite plateau in the mountains above Palm Desert, about an hour and a half east of Los Angeles. The property is reached either by road or by air because it comes with its own helipad. Set on 5 acres, the house has sweeping views of Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley. Built in 1967, the rustic main lodge is made of wood and local stone. It features multiple decks and 5 stone fireplaces. There's also 2 kitchens, dining and living rooms, a den, 5 bedrooms and 5.5 bathrooms, and a lighted tennis and basketball court. Of course, there's a pool and spa, and you know, the rest of the Rat Pack used to come and hang out. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and lots and lots of broads. Women. Ah, if those walls could talk. Iggy Azalea has explained this week that she canceled her first big U.S. arena tour because she, quote, deserved a break. She went on to say that she's decided on a creative change, and if she was to go on tour, she would have to put off working on those changes until the new year. She's been going nonstop for 2 years and hasn't had a chance to enjoy what she's been working so hard for. Bottom line, this girl is tired. Jack White, who's been living in Nashville for the past few years, is bringing his Third Man Records back to his hometown of Detroit. Third Man Records will open a new retail and office space after partnering with Shinola, a local watch and high-end goods manufacturer. He's also purchased a building in the city's Cass Corridor neighborhood. White founded Third Man in Detroit back in 2001 and moved to Nashville in 2009. Why did he choose the Cass Corridor area? Because that's where Jack went to high school, and that's also where the White Stripes played their first gig. If you were around in the summer of 1975, then you would remember this promotion. It's not safe to go in the water. Yep, Steven Spielberg's terrifying classic film Jaws is celebrating its 40th anniversary next month. It will be screened theatrically again across the USA on Sunday, June 21st and Wednesday, June 24th. Well, fast forward to 2015, and Steven Spielberg is preparing to work on a television adaptation of the hit video game Halo. Spielberg will begin producing a live-action television series based on the military-themed sci-fi video game this fall. It will coincide with the release of the sequel, Halo 5 Guardians. The show, which will air on the Xbox Live network, will build on the success of the digital series Halo 4, Forward Unto Dawn, which debuted alongside the game Halo 4. In this week's Kardashian news, Caitlyn Jenner, the newly transformed female version of Bruce Jenner, broke a record on Twitter, becoming the fastest person to reach a million Twitter followers, beating President Obama's old record. She did it in just 4 hours and 3 minutes. Jenner tweeted the cover picture of her for Vanity Fair, which hits newsstands today. She said, quote, "I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world of Caitlyn. Can't wait for you to get to know me. Neither can every talk show in America."
The news wrap-up.
Apple is about to overtake Samsung in the smartphone arena, which saw its sales drop by 4 million units year over year. In other Apple news, its relaunch of Beats Music will cost $10 per month. Unlike Spotify, the streaming music service under Apple won't feature any music on demand for free. SoundHound on Tuesday launched a private beta of Hound, a personal assistant similar to Siri, Google Now, and Cortana. According to our sources, the speech-to-meaning engine empowers Hound to understand complex requests from users much better than rival software.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie, Spy, the new comedy starring Melissa McCarthy, is number one at the box office. The number one album, Florence and the Machine's How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, rockets to the top of the charts in the USA. The number one app, Minecraft Pocket Edition, continues to have the top spot. The number one fiction book, Finders Keepers by Stephen King, is the new number one. It unseats Paula Hawkins again from the top. James Taylor has been singing and writing songs since his first album was released on the Beatles' Apple label back in 1968. Since the 60s, he's had numerous hits, including Fire and Rain, covers of Carole King's You've Got a Friend and Up on the Roof, Your Smiling Face, and many more. Before This World is James' first new album of material since 2002. Why did it take him so long to record a new record?
But I found that lyric writing was the part that was hanging me up, and the reason is that there was so many other distractions constantly that I needed to admit that I had to sequester myself. I had to hide myself away, find a place to work without any distractions.
From the brand new album Before This World and out today, here's James Taylor with the song of the week, Today, Today, Today.
Today. I'm finally on my way. The time has come to say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. The bird is on the wing. The bell is about to
I'm not miss my ride.
From his first new album in 13 years, Before This World, that was James Taylor with the song of the week, Today, Today, Today. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.